9 constitutional amendments will appear on the November 6th ballot. Joining me for a discussion of the amendments is PAR Council President Robert Travis Scott. Robert, thanks for your time.
I'm glad to be here. This is an important subject. These things are a little tough to understand, and I hope that folks will not wait until they get into the voting booth before they make up their mind and about how they want to vote on these. Go in there with a list, check off yes or no before you get there, and it'll find it a lot easier, I think.
As we take a look at the First Amendment, it'll likely get voters' attention because of one word seen in the item, Medicaid. The measure deals with the Medicaid Trust Fund for the elderly. What is sought in this item?
Well, the state has a $500 million fund called the Medicaid Trust Fund for the elderly. It was set up in 2000, and a lot of federal dollars in it. And what it does is it helps defray the cost of nursing home care and other health care for the elderly. And basically, what this amendment would do is it would prohibit the legislature, the governor, from taking money from the Medicaid Trust Fund to help balance the state operating budget. In other words, you wouldn't be able to sweep the fund for purposes other than what it was designated to do. Now, of course, the fund's never been tapped for these other purposes before. The critics of this would say you're trying to fix a problem that doesn't exist.
Has there been concern in light of the state's budget? Is that propelling this issue onto the ballot?
Well, yeah, I think the proponents of this amendment have seen that a lot of funds have been tapped in recent years for the operating budget in order to balance the budget. By placing protection of this fund in the Constitution, it makes it so that the legislature can't just place a sweep of it in an appropriations bill or change the statute to do it.
Another amendment for consideration centers on stronger reviews for gun laws. Columbia Senator Neil Reiser authored this item. What does it exactly seek to do?
This is, I think, an important proposal and deserves a lot of attention. And it would basically require any laws that restrict the right to keep and bear arms that they be subject to the highest level of judicial review, known as strict scrutiny. And also the amendment would say that the right to keep and bear arms is fundamental in Louisiana. Now, if it doesn't pass, basically the state would retain the existing language in the Constitution, which affirms the right to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged. And it does not require this strict scrutiny of arms laws. Now, I guess the next question is, what exactly is this thing called strict scrutiny? Mm-hmm. Basically, the courts, if they are brought a case in which someone thinks an existing law or maybe in the future a new law is not valid under the Constitution and infringes the right of someone to keep and bear arms, then the court must use this very high standard for trying to decide whether or not that law is valid under the Constitution. The government has to prove that the law has a compelling interest that justifies the restriction, and that public safety can be a compelling reason.
The third proposal, Robert, that would require earlier notification of bills regarding public retirement. How would this change current guidelines?
All this would really do, this Third Amendment, would change the current requirement where if you have a bill affecting public retirement, you have to do so 10 days before the session. This would just change that period of time to 45 days.
Tomorrow, we continue our preview of the constitutional amendments with items 4 through 6. You're listening to KEDM Public Radio.